This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado is sequencing genomes of COVID test samples to look for the Omicron variant. The state's top epidemiologist, Dr. Rachel Herlihy, says that's one tool that makes her confident Colorado will identify Omicron quickly.
We also have a system in place with wastewater monitoring in Colorado. We are working with our wastewater utilities to monitor the levels of the COVID-19 virus. And through that mechanism, we're also able to look for specific genetic markers of variants, including the new Omicron variant.
The Omicron variant has not been detected anywhere in the U.S. yet. MSU Denver graduates can apply sooner to fly commercial airliners. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration says students can start applying for pilot jobs after they complete 1,000 hours of flight time instead of 1,500 hours, the requirement it is now. The reduction will let students join an airline more quickly. MSU Denver professor Chad Kendall.
That 500-hour reduction in time equates to about a year to 2 years worth of time saving.
Delta, United, and American Airlines each want to hire more than 1,000 pilots by the end of 2022. MSU Denver is the only four-year brick-and-mortar location in Colorado to get the special authorization. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Some of Colorado's drinking water has the highest radium levels in the nation. Data compiled by the Environmental Working Group shows Rocky Ford has the worst contamination in the U.S. Radium is a naturally occurring radioactive element that can cause cancer, kidney damage, and birth defects. Today is Giving Tuesday. Make an impact in your community with a gift to CPR. It's easy at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.